the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 10. Letter number 3008, Baruch Hashem, Ches Mar Cheshvan, 8th Cheshvan, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. Rebbe addressed this, Rav HaChosid, with a lot of titles here, Moreinu Moshe Pinchas Sheyichya HaKoyim Katz. He was actually in the 770 for many years. He was a gabbai over there. And his son is a gabbai now. Shalom Uvracha. I mean, these are people that I knew when I was young. And, you know, they're all gone, you know, by now, all in Shemayim. Anyways, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I was pleasantly to receive your letter that you give me the good news and blessing that you organized that your son, Xavier Cheskel, and that's who's the gabbai now, HaKoyen, he should learn the holy studies, which means should learn only holy studies the entire day. And he took a part in that group that we're going to have the children learn full time Limudei Kodesh. So this becomes also the merit, not the only personal, the merit of the many, in which our sages of blessed memory ruled that the merit of the many hinges on you. When you do something for the community, so then you don't only get your merit, but you get merit of the community. As the Rebbe says, look in the holy letters of the Alter Rebbe in chapter 21, who was the author of Tanya, makes him a codifier in the esoteric part of Torah, and also a author of the Shulchan Aruch, which makes him a codifier in the revealed part of Torah. So what did he say over there? He discusses over there, you know, we keep on always mentioning the great privilege and the great merit that Abraham had. He was ready to sacrifice his own son. He was going to bind his son Isaac on the Akedah. And the Alter Rebbe discusses over there that we find many people throughout the history that gave up their lives for Hashem. It's not like a one case, it's not unique. How come we keep on always mentioning the great privilege that Abram had by offering his son when many people have done that? It's not unique to Abram. The Alter Rebbe explains the unique quality, the unique advantage that Abram had, that he did it with a lasser, quickly. He did it right away. The actual idea of binding itself isn't not considered relative so much, relative that he did it with great zrizus, with great haste. He wanted to show his joy and his desire to fulfill the wishes of his creator and to make a pleasantness to the one who formed him. Look over there. So basically, doing things is not just doing it. The doing it is one thing, but doing it with a way of quickly to show that you do it with a love, that is something which is unique. And we are guaranteed that Hashem will fulfill His promise in His Torah, the living Torah, that when you conduct yourself like that, as it's written in that holy letter there, that protects, that saves in all the fruits and the results in this world. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe once again, but as you see, the Rebbe was totally fully engaging a full day into Limudei Kodesh, in the full Kodesh. So the Rebbe says, this has been done already many times. Rebbe says this happens many times. This is not just a one-time thing, because every day that your son learns Limudei Kodesh, in those hours that he could have learned the other studies, apparently this was a new class and a new group that started, and he went away from the other one. So that means that every day that you are utilizing all the hours for Limudei Kodesh, so that's becoming again. So therefore, when we know that there's additional blessing that comes from a lot of action, like there is the idea, what do you do? Do you give, what's better, to give tzedakah one time a $100 bill, so you're giving a quantity, or to give $5 every day, so you're giving every day. So there is, based on the Mishnah, lifirev hamaisa, when you do it more time, you're training yourself to give more and more. You know, so to do it over, to constantly be doing it. That's why, by the way, people have the tradition to give tzedakah every day. And there is a special fund under the Rebbe that you can give like the number of the days of the year, whatever that year turns out to be, 300 and whatever, 60 or 350, whatever the Jewish calendar year is. So you give in that amount, maybe $3.54 or $30, $35, and whatever it is, just so that every day, in other words, so if you forget, they're doing it for you. So they're doing it, you're making them your agent to give, make sure every day to give tzedakah. But there is something about Rav Maisa, to do it all the time. So here, every day that he's transferring, instead of learning Limudei Chol, he's learning Limudei Kodesh, the Rebbe blesses him and he turns to Yiddish. Sometimes, the Rebbe said in other letters that we read, that sometimes you can't express something in another language, but only in Yiddish. The Rebbe quoted over there, that the Alter Rebbe writes, Gewalt, Gewalt. Sometimes there is a words that don't translate well into other languages. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe transfers here to the Yiddish, and he says, may the blessed Hashem help both of you, the father with the mother, to fulfill your heart's wishes very soon, and to give good news all days. Now I'm going to guess, I know that he was an only son, and I think they wanted more children. I guess from my part, I have no idea real, but I think, I'm pretty sure that he's an only son, and I'm pretty sure that they wanted probably more children. So when the Rebbe says that Hashem should fulfill both of yours heart desire, the father with the mother, very soon, so that you should be able to give over good news all the time, with blessing signed by the Rebbe. And the Rebbe makes a PS of here. It's self-understood that I give you permission to show this letter or to give over its contents to all those that have done as you have. And for sure, to those who have not chosen yet in the true good, and therefore they have not yet done this in actuality. The Rebbe says the assumption is that when you put in effort, it won't go back empty-handed. Chazaka l'tamula she'ene chazer esreikam. Especially when you add words that come from the heart, they will enter the heart. May the blessed Hashem succeed you to be a good agent also in this very important, great matter. So the Rebbe puts in a lot of effort in for this. And you see from all these letters, what later on have become obvious. Now in the previous letter we read earlier about the Rebbe said that it's time that we adopt the Hasidic lifestyle. It's a top. We do things like we used to do it. America at that time, even the Hasidim at that time, when they came, everybody was looking to adopt. Everybody was looking to become American, to, you know, the golden Medina, you know, everybody was, yeah. And, you know, today, you know, we have, Baruch Hashem, so many yeshivas, institutions, we're fighting with the government not to bring in their education to our schools. But in those days, it was unheard of. You know, women did not cover their hair. They did not wear wigs. They didn't give their children, you know, a real Hasidic education. The Rebbe pushed very, very hard that to implement and to bring into America, and this is not to outside, this is the inner circle. We're talking about, these were the Rebbe's followers. They themselves were not yet at a level in which they took these things for granted. And the Rebbe had to work with them to inspire them and raise them to the higher level that we see today. Today it's without question, but it goes there.